33, and we're happy to be joined now by Katie DeLuca, town planner. How are you, Katie? Last night's agenda didn't look like one of your longer ones.
Yes, we really lucked out. Good morning. It lucked out, in, if you like short meetings, that is. So we started off with a preliminary subdivision on Indian Field Road in Central Greenwich. A preliminary is a type of application where you're really just asking guidance from the Planning and Zoning Commission, and that's what the applicant got last night. The commission did move them forward to final with several comments that they wanted them to deal with between preliminary and coming in with their final application, mostly whether they can protect a large hickory tree, landscaping in two areas on the property in particular. This property happens to be in a good location to try to protect some of the rest of the neighborhood from the noise from the railroad. As you know, the four sewer main project and some of the other work by the state has left the area along 95 without the vegetation that it once had, and that has increased the noise in that area. So this will be a very small part in trying to mitigate some of that. Also trying to meet with the Department of Public Works to see whether or not a sidewalk would be appropriate in that area. So that was good, move to final. After that, we reviewed a final site plan and special permit for two properties, 97 and 99 East Elm Street. This is in the R6 zone, and that means that they are permitted to do two-family structures. And the reason it's before the commission is that they are there's an easement that is needed for the driveway, and hence that cross easement is what prompted the special permit. So this was left open, both of those applications, and they have to address comments in the Department of Public Works. There's some maintenance issues that are associated with the driveway because it is shared with another property, and these are tight lots in that area, and concern about snow removal and things of that nature came up, so that was debated and discussed last night, and we'll hear that at a subsequent meeting. And then lastly, we rounded out the night with a project at 1162 East Putnam Avenue. This is that new building kind of near Chase Bank, and they have a retail space that was approved in the front building, and they came in last night to ask whether 2,000 square feet of that first floor could be converted to a restaurant use. But interestingly, it's not actually going to be a restaurant. It's going to be a coffee shop, but with 24 seats. And the reason we call it a restaurant, though, is you're allowed to have coffee shops and retail food establishments and whatnot, but they are limited to 12 seats. And anything food-oriented that has more than 12 seats, we just put into the, quote, restaurant category. So that was approved. Interestingly, we had comments from the Riverside Association asking whether or not they could put some benches outside, particularly during this global pandemic. The commission suggested they might also want to consider doing some sort of takeout window. We asked them to add some potted plants and other features there. I happen to know that the owner of this property is very much in favor of town beautification based on some of the work they've done in other areas. That wasn't a big ask in this case. So that was well-received and approved, and that rounded out the night. Our next meeting is on October 6th, and at that meeting we will hear the Eastern Greenwich Civic Center project, which I know is of interest to a great number of people. There's been many public workshops on that subject already, but this is obviously the first time it's going to be before the Commission for Municipal Improvement and a preliminary site plan and special permit. Also, we have a couple of other subdivisions and cam houses and whatnot on that meeting, and after that is our October 20th meeting, which is starting to fill up too, so just keep everyone apprised of what's up and coming.
I live in Old Greenwich, so that Civic Center project is easy. As usual, a good report and aerobic exercise. You didn't draw a breath the whole great job.